Welcome to Chapter by Chapter, a feature intended to inspire you to read a chapter of your Bible every day. Here's Sandy Adams, pastor of Calvary Chapel Stone Mountain, with a synopsis of today's chapter.
Titus was one of Paul's most trusted friends. When Paul appealed to Caesar and sailed as a prisoner to Rome, Titus was by his side. But Titus never made it to Rome. Their ship docked on the island of Crete, and Titus stayed to organize and strengthen the fledgling church. In Titus chapter 1, Paul sends Titus blueprints for building a church. We say that God can do all things, but there's one thing he can't do. God cannot lie. He is always true to his promises. He can be trusted. No church is a perfect church. Every church has deficiencies. Paul encourages Titus to shore up the shortcomings of the church at Crete. First, Titus needed to appoint elders. And since it's a lot easier to recruit an elder than it is to remove one, Paul includes a list of qualifications to guide Titus's decisions. People need leaders, but they need godly leaders. They need men who love Scripture and are not afraid to confront false doctrine. False teachers have always been a threat to the church. Great damage is done by people pushing religion for financial profit. Don't tolerate the spiritual shyster, nor get lassoed by the legalist. The correctness of a person's conduct is determined by the condition of his heart. Right actions done with wrong attitudes can defile the deed done, while dubious deeds done with a pure motive can sometimes glorify God. It's the attitude that purifies the action.
Our desire is to see you reading God's Word. Each day at this time, Sandy will summarize a succeeding chapter in the Bible. If you would like a tape containing Pastor Sandy's complete study of today's chapter, call us at Calvary Chapel Stone Mountain. The number is 8777-BY-CHAP. That's 8777-BYCHAP, or on the web at CalvaryChapelStoneMountain.com.